Blog Talk Radio.
I'd rather watch a winner than hear one any day. So please, my loving parents, let your lives show me the way. I'm only a reflection of what you taught me today. I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. So teach me by example, not preach about what's right. And show me by your actions every day and night. I know that you are not perfect in the things you say and do. And the lectures you deliver are to help me find the way. But I'd rather watch a winner than hear one every day. Well, welcome to today's episode of the A New Day Show. I want to welcome from Jamaica, Vanna K. And I want to welcome my brother and friend, Michael K. Thank you, my friend. I've missed you. Long time, haven't seen you, but you're in my prayers. You know I send love, light, and energy to you every day. You are going to be stronger through everything that you are faced with now. And I noticed you said you need some encouragement today. And I know that these stories will do it for you. You know, sometimes you find little treasures. Some people find their treasures in tag selling, garage selling, antique sale, different things. However, this treasure that I found some months ago, a new dollar store opened in town, and I walked in there, and I was thumbing through the bin that had books. And a book caught my eye. The book says, What's Possible by Darren Kagan. And at the time, I had no idea who she was, but the words, What Possible, got my eye. The first book I've ever bought, and not at least read through the first chapter and part of the last chapter. This one, What's Possible, spoke to me. And I got the book. I want to welcome my friend Earlene from Trinidad and Tobago. In this book, as I began last, I think I began it on Wednesday, and I decided it is so good that I want to just complete this on the Sunday segment of the A New Day show. And this book shares 50 true stories of people who dare to dream they could make a difference. And Darren Kagan herself was a former CNN anchor, and she's also the creator of the award-winning show, of the award-winning website, DarianKagan.com. So if you missed last week's episode, please just go back and read that and listen to that over to get the beginning of the story. And before I go into that, I want to remind you that on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City, it will be the Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend, when a few of my friends and I will get together to deposit in your life a format that will transform you for the rest of your life. On the platform is billionaire himself, Simon T. Bailey, millionaire and guru and joint venture guru, Willie Crawford, marketing and social media strategist, Crystal Washington, master positive achiever, John Mullock, restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker, Leon Ellis, transformational mentor, Brian Ridgway, attorney and an intellectual property, intellectual capital attorney, Ariella Mitchell Durant, the original new media geek himself, Stephen Jackson, strategic planner and business development consultant, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Mr. Sam Orr, CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide, headquarters in the UK and in Atlanta, Georgia, and from Israel, Chief of the Peace Initiative and CEO of Strategic Landscape, Mr. Kobe Huberman. And out of Detroit, Edward Foxworth III, personal productivity strategist. And from Rochester, New York, John Suttle, author and strategic expert, and print design and owner of Black Cat Design, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, out of Virginia. And out of Tennessee, we have Dr. C.J. Conan and Mr. Will Conan, business development consultant. And from New York, James Nemley, CEO of the Better Business Builders. And I'm so honored to be your founder and host of the Vision Weekend Conference. Here is what you can do for us in the weeks coming up. You can visit us on Facebook.com and share that with all your friends and followers. Follow us on Twitter at Vision Weekend One, and our hashtag is Vision Weekend One as well. Well, we are praying that our site will go live this week at visionweekendconference.com. So I encourage you not to miss out. You got to be there. And beginning tomorrow, every Monday from the 14th of November up to the 19th of March, you will be hearing myself and one of the teachers of the conference on the radio show, Building an Extraordinary Business with James Nemley, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to hear the teachers before the conference? That's where you need to be every Monday night starting tomorrow. Our first guest will be Mrs. Chandel Pitts. So I look forward to seeing you there. And I want to welcome guest 39763 to the show. Well, I want to thank you so much for everything and all the support that you're giving me. And I mentioned about these 50 amazing stories in this book. And chapter one begins with defying the odds, overcoming physical challenges. And the first story that I will be sharing is a story which says, no excuses. And this story is the story of Scott Rigsby. Scott Rigsby is a double amputee and history-making Ironman triathlete. So you can look him up on the internet, a double amputee, and he is the Ironman triathlete. Scott Rigsby, you are an Ironman. The noise and the cheering was defeating as I crossed the finish line with minutes to spare. At the Ironman Triathlon in Kona, Hawaii. What magnificent moment in October 2007. Seem a lifetime away from the day 9 years before when I begged a doctor to amputate my remaining leg. My journey began in 1986. I was 18 years old, working for a landscaping company in South Georgia. I was riding in the bed of the pickup truck that was pulling a trailer full of equipment. I guess in hindsight, I should have seen how dangerous that was, but I was carefree and irresponsible. In a freak accident, we were hit by a semi-truck. The collision sent me sliding down 328 feet. My flesh ripped away from my body as I ended up wedged on the 6,000-pound trailer with my right foot severed at the ankle. Thankful, the weight of the trailer acted as a tourniquet on my leg, keeping me from bleeding to death right there. I was a hopeless predicament because there was no machinery within miles that could possibly pull the wreckage off my body. Then, in what I can only describe as a miracle, a tow truck arrived out of nowhere and performed the impossible. It lifted the trailer off me. Keep in mind, I was far out in the country. There are no tow trucks for miles around, but much less one big enough to do this job. Eyewitnesses at the scene told me that they had never heard of a tow truck company or the driver before or since. It was as if Roma Doni from touched by an angel, showed up. Of all the miracles in my life, that was number one. I remind you that you can call in for, if you have any comments or remarks, the telephone number is 646-915-8166. I should have been thankful because I could have or should have been dead. My right leg was badly mangled and had to be amputated that day. Trust me on this. Nothing can prepare you to look down and see your leg gone below your knee. No matter what the circumstances are, I felt fortunate that I still had my other leg, and I was determined that one day I would walk again. But that obstacle in my way were more than I could ever been even ever imagined. They included 25 surgeries to fix my remaining battered leg and 12 years of professional patience. I don't want to harp on the difficulties I encounter, so let me just say that my leg never healed properly and so constantly inflamed and infected. After facing incredible odds and losing the battle, I knew it was time to let go. I was 30 years old by that time, and life wasn't turning out like I had thought it would. I had become a bitter, angry, resentful person. There's very little that I haven't faced on this comeback trail, including insurmounting pain, severe depression, alcoholism, painkiller addiction, and a constant surge to end it all. It felt like watching a sad movie with a wrenching breakup. My breakup was losing my old life. Fortunately for me, this turned out to be a pity party for one. My family and friends were not having it. 12 years into this drama, centered on saving my leg, I decided I was done being a professional patient. I went to the doctor and said, I want my life back, and I was wondering if you could help me out. I want you to take off the other leg. It's not as easy as all that. I had to go through a series of psychological tests proving that I wasn't crazy and knew what I was asking. I did. I was asking to say goodbye to surgery and medical treatment, and hello to a world of modern prosthesis that made amazing things possible. Within 6 weeks from the time I had the second amputation, I was running on my new prosthesis legs. Beyond running, I discovered the world of triathlons. I started with the South California Half Ironman. That means a 1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile bike ride, topping off a 13.1-mile run. For the swim, I go with just what is left of my leg. For the bike, I have special prosthesis that actually clip to the bike's pedal where you would expect my feet to be. For the run, I have just very cool legs that look like giant spatulas. Whew. So far, I haven't become the first double amputee to complete the Olympics distance triathlon. A half marathon, a full marathon, but my big dream was to complete the big daddy of all triathlons, the Ironman, a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a full 26.2 marathon. I wanted to push the boundaries of what people thought a physical challenge athlete could do. I took my first shot at the full Ironman distance in June of 2007 in Coira de Aileen in Ohio. I shared with one of my best swims ever. Even the weather was so bad that day the racers were given the opinion of swimming that portion. The bad weather did catch up with me during the bike ride. I whipped out at mile 17 for me. That doesn't mean you're falling off the bike. I actually can't, because even in a split, the clip of my prosthesis keep me attached. So I flipped over the handlebars and landed on my back and shoulders. I got back on the bike, not realizing how badly I'd been injured myself. I actually had pieces of the vertebra floating around in my back. It all caught up with me halfway through the 26-mile run. They had to take me away in an ambulance. That was just about the only way they could have gotten me to leave the course without crossing the finish line. It put me in a terrible position to do my final preparation for the biggest Ironman of them all in Kona, Hawaii, in October 2007. I wasn't able to get the kind of training I needed in those remaining summer months. The pressure was certainly on. My bank account was empty. This was going to be my one last shot to make history and attack the kind of sponsorship I needed to train full time. If I failed, I could just be another guy with a big dream that didn't come true. The challenge was starting right away with the swim portion of the race, 1800 pumped up elite athlete pulling into the Pacific Ocean. All at once, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that almost immediately I got kicked in my right eye. It was pretty swollen by the time I emerged from the water an hour and a half later. I didn't bother too much, though, because I was jazzed up. I had done so well. This was only the fourth time I had swum in the ocean, and at 1 hour 28 minutes, it had my best time ever. It was time to peel off my wetsuit and put on the biking legs. The bike portion also went well until I hit mile 78, where I encountered most unbelievable headwinds. I imagine going up a steep driveway and deciding to stop pedaling. It felt at times like I was going backwards, even though I was giving it my all to go forward. I really became concerned because if I kept going like this for the next 34 miles, I would have no energy left for the marathon. Even more than the physical challenges, the thoughts in my own head are what beat you in the Ironman. So I made a vital decision. I just had to tell myself to stop listening to the negative thoughts and to divide the challenge into what I could and couldn't control. I could not control those darned headwinds, but I could control my heart rate. I reached down and changed the gear on my bike. I focused on my cadence and easy spin. And when the winds let up a little bit, I was back on my normal pace. The biggest challenge with the run portion was the clock. The race officials don't give you forever to finish the course. It all shuts down at midnight, 17 hours after the start. About mile 10, one of the officials informed me that I would have to pick up my pace or I wasn't going to make the cutoff. This meant no time for walking. I'd rather run the entire 26.2 miles. I can honestly say during the last 3 miles of the run, I was in the most intense pain I have ever felt in my life. Giant pools of sweat had collected everywhere my leg met my prosthesis. The skin there had moved beyond blisters. It was more like big sheets of raw skin rubbing against the prosthesis. If I was going to quit, this would have been the place. To keep my mind off the pain, I started thinking about how I had been trained for this moment for a year and a half. I thought about my older brother, who is intellectually and developmentally disabled and has never walked a day in his life. I thought about all the naysayers, who didn't believe I could do this. I thought about all the people who sacrificed, gave me service for freedom, gave me service for free, donated money, loved me just to keep me to this moment. That was the juice that propelled me over the Ironman finish line. 16 hours and 42 minutes and 46 seconds after I started. I beat the cutoff by just over 17 minutes. That moment was unlike anything I've ever experienced. The cheering was descending. People were screaming, yelling, and crying. It was so great to hear Mike Riley, the voice of Iron Man, announce, "Scott Rigsby, you are an Iron Man." The price of my personal victory was higher than I expected. I did so much danger to the end of my leg that I had to use a wheelchair for the many days afterwards. My legs were too raw and swollen to put on my prosthesis. And yet, I want to do the Ironman again. People call me a physically challenged athlete, but I'm really an athlete who has some physical challenges. The athlete in me wants to go back next year and compete just like everyone else. I'm spending the year training and refining the prosthesis to minimize the challenges I had in 07. I want to inspire people to go for their dreams. I want to see what's possible even when people tell you there's no way it can be done. That has never been done before. Most folks may never want to do an Ironman, but no matter what their dream is, there is no excuses not to go for it. Not having legs is no excuse. Neither having no guts. My story shows the biggest barrier is that you tell yourself in your head and how much you will have in your heart. Darian's note. During the interview, Scott said, "It's amazing how far you can go if you let go of something that's not serving you anymore." In Scott's case, that was his leg. Not only did he have to let go of a piece of his body, but he also had to let go of what was not best for him. By letting go his leg, he not only improved his health and lifestyle, he put himself in a position to better serve and inspire others and to find new joy and purpose in life. Is there something you are holding on to in your life that most people would think you are nuts to release? Could letting go actually improve your life? Woo! I tell you, I am sure you could hear me like fighting back the tears. And I want to open the line now before I move into the next story. I want to open the line up, 646-915-8166. If anybody want to just let us have a little discussion about Scott's story. Then I'm going to go to the story of Bill Montgomery. So the lines are now open. I because I was reading, I wasn't watching what's going on in the chat room, but I want to open the chat room up. I want to open the phone line, 646-915. If you want us to just get into a little dialogue about what this story meant for you. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, Michael. Yes, I do. So, so call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And if you are out there, I want to welcome guests 42179 to the show. We are discussing from the book Darian Kagan, What's Possible. And I just went through the Scott Rigsby story, who is a double amputee running and participating in the triathlon. So let me hear from you before I continue. The number is 646-915-8166. And just give us a call here. Let us just talk about some of the things that you heard me mention here. And let's just talk about that. Can I tell you, I was reading and I was like fighting tears back, because everything is possible if only we decide that we are going to let go and to move on. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And while I wait, if someone is going to call, the next story I will start with until I want to welcome guest 426-42460 to the show. The next story in What's Possible, and I'll be watching the phone line as I read between this, is it's not about the sculptures. And this is a story of Bill Montgomery. Bill Montgomery is a 91-year-old blind sculptor. Blind sculptor, 91 years old. The day I went blind was the day I finally began to see. That's a powerful statement that I think I need to repeat. The day I went blind was the day I finally began to see. It happened just as I was turning 80. Just when I thought my life was washed up, things started getting very interesting. My art is my love, my passion, and it's something I didn't learn to do until I went blind. Don't feel sorry for me because my eyes don't work. I'm one of the happiest people you'll ever meet. Why don't I just sit around like so many old people I know and be bored and talk about stool softeners and medical conditions? Because very late in life, I found out that what you get in life is pretty much a choice. I believe in being happy joyous and free. I'm a cage rattler. I feel like I'm in my 20s or 30s. I have action going on around me 24 hours a day. I'm so blessed, but I can meet trillion young people and talk about baseball, movies, theater, restaurant, museums. Many of the older people around where I live think I'm a crockpot because I wear funny hats and pajamas and have friends that laugh and smile a lot. Every day, every year of my life is more exciting than the last. Before you think I'm some freak of good nature, let me share more. My story. It's taken just about every one of my then 80 years to get to this place. Even before the blindness set in, I had my share of challenges. In 1983, I came face to face with the fact that I was an alcoholic. Several years later, I had to watch my wife, my lifelong lover, partner, and friend, my everything, disintegrated before my eyes, and she was struggling with Parkinson's disease. She died after a long battle. Then my beloved grandson, Tommy, was killed in a tragic car accident. And finally, 12 years ago, I suddenly lost my sight due to glaucoma. You have to go back to 1949 to find out why I started turning to alcohol. That's the year I moved my family from New York to Atlanta. I had been a buyer for Bloomingdale's department store and went to work in their retail when I arrived in Atlanta. Although I was traveling quite a bit, my family meant the world to me. And we weren't quite happy living in the South. Honestly, though, I was not a very happy person. I had deep and persistent doubts about myself and felt that I was a fraud. I might laugh and smile at the outside, but on the inside, I felt like I was worthless. I feared if people found out that I was really like, they would hate me. I suppose different people handled this inner split in different ways, but my solution was drinking. I was an alcoholic and terribly insecure, one at that. I actually got my life back in October 2nd, 1983, when I started attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. That's where I discovered that it was possible for people to know me intimately and still love me. I was in my 60s at this time, but finding out that one simple fact totally rocked my world. I realized then that someone, my higher power, had been walking by my side all my life. Still, I had no idea what was ahead of me. The biggest challenge was losing my wife. The loss crushed me. It seemed today that people talk about soulmates like they are all over the place. But that was not my experience. My wife was a long life partner, and in so many wonderful ways, an extension of me. Losing my sweetheart was harder than anything I had ever experienced. After her death, I decided to take a long trip, a lifetime dream, and went to the Orient. On that trip, I had some profound realization. Among them, I realized that I didn't need anybody to make me happy. Happiness isn't something that comes from outside. Happiness is something generated from within. And when I made that simple connection, everything changed in my life. I came back home and became very active in Alcoholics Anonymous, participating every 4 to 8 meetings each week, and sponsored many people, and felt that to some extent I was giving back to those in a way that could change lives. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was being myself and being rewarded for it. Everything was awesome. So you can imagine my surprise in 1994, I was sitting in the middle of a busy intersection in Atlanta and suddenly went totally blind. Not only that, but I drove about 6 miles and parked safely in the driveway. I joke about it now, but it was not funny then. Although I could still see the shapes up close, losing most of my sight meant I could no longer do things I enjoyed, such as driving, reading, or traveling on my own. I was climbing the walls with boredom. My physician suggested I enroll in a class where I could work with my hands. My son and daughter-in-law thought that the clay sculpture class was the answer. I went along with the idea, and I'm glad I did. The first session was a nude study. I thought, you might think I'm a little beyond that, but it sure beat talking about nitroglycerin patches. I had never thought of myself as an artist, but looking back, I remember that during the Depression, I did make some charcoal drawings at a local free museum in New York City. And I did some whittling as a kid. My friends called me Whittle. But that wasn't exactly a good pedigree for this kind of work. Nevertheless, I gave myself to it and began trying some new things. After doing 7 or 8 pieces, I decided to do one of my grandson, Tommy, whom I missed so much after his death. He loved basketball, so I sculpted him shooting the ball into the basket. Although it probably looked crude, I loved it. It was my boy, Tommy. I wanted to learn more. Let's be honest. It wasn't so easy when you are blind as a bat. I decided that the only way I was really going to get anywhere with my sculpting gift was to study with the master. So that's what I did. My instructor, Tina Watson Stern, recommended someone who changed my life, Lincoln Fox. He is the world's renowned sculptor from the beautiful Mesa country of Western Colorado. Lincoln taught me to see with my fingers. He also taught me that every single piece I make must tell a story. And within each piece, there should be a little part of me. I can't thank Lincoln enough for setting me free artistically, even though I was well into my 80s. I had no plans of becoming a professional sculptor. I simply did it for myself. But in time, people started buying my sculptures for thousands of dollars a piece. That's even more better. The sculptures are my joy and my excitement, and they fill every day. What a fantastic life. I can honestly tell you that I don't miss my eyesight at all. But let me be clear. My great life isn't about the art. It's not about my work, my working with clay and bronze and forms. It is about enjoying life and finding some way to express what joy, what enjoyment, and passing it along to others. Your life is a precious gift to others. Let me repeat, your life is a precious gift to others, and passing along your love of it is vital to long happy living. Don't ever give up on this, even if others don't like it or haven't ready to receive it. And remember, you can always pick yourself up, no matter how battered and broken and old you may be. You can begin again. You can choose to be happy, joyous, and free. And Darian writes this about Bill. I wished every one of you reading this book could spend an afternoon with Bill. His joy for life is infectious. Life took away his ability to see, but it also gave him the ability to produce amazing art. Bill wastes no time each day in bemoaning what's gone. He's too excited about celebrating what he has. How much more would you get out of your way, out of your day, if you focus on all the gifts present in your life, now rather than what's gone or has not yet shown up? Let's talk, guys. Let's talk. Talk to me in the chat room or talk to me on the phone. The number is 646-915-8166. And we are discussing what's possible. What's possible? We heard what was possible in Scott Rigsby's life. Now we hear about what's possible in Bill Montgomery's life. And next, we will be going to what's possible in George Roundby's life. So I want to open the phone lines so we can hear And we have a call, and I'm so excited about that. Caller, good evening. Your last four digits are 4816. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Daphne. It's Siobhan Hutchison calling from Denver.
Hello, Sister Siobhan. You know, I was reading about Bill, and you passed in my mind.
Well,
so,
Bill's story is amazing.
What's possible.
He just really just inspired me. And, you know, I'm in touch with another blind senior that is also very artistic.
Yes.
And this lesson of doing what's possible and focusing mm-hmm. on what can be instead of looking on what was, used to be, or
mm-hmm.
should have been, would have been, you know.
That's good.
Yes. Is so inspiring
mm-hmm.
and encouraging. You know, what right do we have to sit up here with our
right.
lip hanging down to the floor when, you know,
that's
these
right.
people are overcoming these
oh.
obstacles, the gentleman with the legs removed that gone
my
to
God.
Be a triathlete. I mean, come on, people, stand up and get moving.
That's
There's
right.
Nothing,
we have everything.
You know?
Everything that God blesses us with Siobhan.
Yeah.
And we complain and we whine and we complain.
Well, you know, they say you're looking in. If you're looking in, yeah, things can get pretty down. That's why you got to look out. Look
that's
up
right.
and look out.
That's right. That's right. Because there is so much greatness, so much brilliance that's lying dormant inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Siobhan, this is why I've made this commitment, because I want to be the earthquake. That's
mm-hmm.
going to shake people up so that they can begin to manifest their greatness. Because
mm-hmm.
there are too many people who are dying and exiting out of here without
right.
their greatness being told.
Quick. But God sees it. So, you know, thank God for that. But the more we reach out and just follow what's in our heart, you know, the man, he said something about when he was young, he was known as a whittling, I guess you could say, or
yes.
little things that he used to do back, you know. These are
yes.
the little seeds that God plants in us. And a lot of times through life, we're so busy doing the things that we're told we need to do to be successful or to be adult or be grown, whatever. And we leave these little diamonds that God plants in us when he forms us. You know,
yes.
not sometimes until the hard times come, you
uh-huh.
know, but it knocks all that distraction out the way. And these
uh-huh.
are the things that come up inside of you that
That's
give
right.
you hope and give you some kind of joy, because it's all
That's
from,
right.
you know, coming inside out, you know.
That's right.
So
That's
I,
right.
Whoo,
That's right.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that.
Yes.
What an encourager.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, Siobhan, a few months ago I was speaking with a colleague of mine out in Ohio, and she said to me, oh, Daph, I'm so glad you called, because she said, I was praying this morning to the Lord to ask the Lord what I need to do to take my business to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, just like you and I are talking here, the Lord said to her, you know, by her first name, everything you have and needed to go to the next level, I gave it to you a long
mm.
time ago.
Mm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to you a long time ago. And she listened and began to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And she has founded a new program since then and launched it. Opportunities have just come her way. I want to welcome Gina Kalidiva. Thanks for coming to the show. And you know, an amazing thing happened to my friend after the Lord spoke to her. She went to a Jais Meyer conference. And I've never gone to one of Joyce Meyer conferences, but I hear
mm-hmm.
they're big and well attended.
Yeah.
And my friend, she is very proficient on tweeting. And she was tweeting to tell her followers where she was. And in over, must be 15,000 people at the conference or something, in the big arena.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing she knew, she was called to come up to the front of that room, out of that auditorium.
Wow.
And brought backstage to meet Joyce Meyer, which opened up a whole different opportunity for her.
Wow.
Ma Ben, my darling, welcome. I haven't seen you in a while. Thank you for coming to the show. And it is just so amazing when we are obedient and just turn up. All we have to do, just turn up. And once you turn up on time, you'll get the instruction of what you need to do next. But a lot of us sitting at home to wait to get the whole instruction before we begin to take action.
You got to take that step of faith and put your foot in the water.
That's right. And that's what Pastor Frank was talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he didn't put his foot in the water, it would never have separated. If he was standing
right
up on this side looking, all right now, let me see what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Siobhan, I know that you were on the show a couple of weeks ago, but
mm-hmm.
as you get so passionate and excited about what's possible, what can you share with my listeners about the what possible in your life that you have now manifested in your life?
Possible. The basis of moving into the possible is not letting fear hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main thing. It's just grabbing onto your godly, inspired courage and stepping out and believing that these things that you have to offer the world are there for a reason. And
that's
if
right.
you don't use them, you have nobody to blame but yourself. And
that's
you
right.
jump
that's
out there and it doesn't work the first time or the 10th time. You keep
that's right.
you keep
that's
trying.
Right.
Speaking about Joyce Meyer, she said something one time on one of her tapes I heard, which she said she just was tenacious. She didn't have the best of a whole lot of different gifts, but she was tenacious. She would stick with it, and that's what we have
that's
to
right.
do. We
that's
have to
right.
be tenacious. We have to keep trying. We have to keep stepping. You get a little bang, a knockdown, well, you get
that's
back
right.
up. You lose
that's
a leg,
right.
you lose another leg. Well, you know,
that's
hey,
right.
you
Who
got
cares?
You got prosthetics, you know?
That's right.
You,
that's
you
right.
can't see, but you can feel. You
that's
know,
right.
you could open up your mouth and sing. You know, you
that's
could,
right.
you can be powerful
Amen.
In your gift.
That's right.
If you dare to use it.
That's right. And you know what people want from us, what they want from me and what they want from you is just for us to share our stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's all people want. And you don't need no degree to tell your story.
Mm-mm.
Your story is authentically you. Because, Siobhan, you have gone through what's possible. You started off as one of Connecticut's finest graphic designers designing cards that was authentically created for each person. Then you went to Mosaic School. And then,
no, just a class. I took a 2-day class, but I went
oh, yes,
and I ran with it.
And the pieces that you are creating now.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't stop there.
Nope.
You went into massage school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible because through it all, with your son going to school, your son going to college, you studying, being a single parent, have to be there for your son and for yourself. And yet you finished and graduate. So, it is possible.
It is possible.
It is possible.
Only believe. What did God say? Only believe. All things are possible to them that
only
believe.
All things. So, my sister, I want to thank you for calling in. Is there
welcome.
Anything else you would like to share?
No, I'm just enjoying the stories and the inspiration that they give.
Yes, we have 50 stories in this book, and I figure each week I will share two or three on a Sunday until we finish it, because there is a Bill and a Scott in each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But are we committed and willing to set them free. And this is what these stories are for us. So I want to thank you for calling. We have 24 minutes remaining in the show. And I want to open up the phone line and the chat room for anyone who want to just give us a little feedback about what this means for you when you hear about it's possible. What is possible in your life? So, Siobhan, I thank you, my dear.
Thanks, Steph.
And I look forward to coming back on the show and telling us how we can use massage to enhance our life.
Okay, my dear. You take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You guys hear me talk about sisters in the spirit from my church, and Siobhan is one of those women in my group. Phenomenal, phenomenal, talented woman. So I want to encourage you guys. Come on. Call in. The number is 646-915-8166. What's possible in your life? What have you been looking back and thinking, you know, I don't know what to do? Well, let's talk about it now, and let me help you. Let us help to facilitate this, to conquer the attack and lies at my employment. I have an advocate for the patient and becomes a concern of the world. I come upon opposition that has taken off the devil and lies on the corruption they want. Gina, if you can, you call in, so let's have a discussion. So they are, I'm putting my character on the compassion of the lies. So let's talk. 646-915-8166. Call in Gina Kalidiva. Call in and let's have a talk and let's see what we can do if you are in a position to call in. If not, I would love to hear someone else call in and let's have a discussion about what's possible. What have you been suppressing in your life? And now, after listening to just two out of these stories, you can think that it is possible. And caller, your last four digits are 8559. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Daphne, it's Michael Kay from Little Victoria. How are you tonight?
Hey, hello, Brother Michael. How are you, my brother?
Hello, sister. I'm doing well. I can't thank you enough for having the show of inspiration. There's been a lot of things going on in our house. We enrolled Stephen, who has secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, in a hospice, which was absolutely fantastic to realize that there is a situation like that available for people dealing with it. And I have to encourage everybody just to realize that whatever path they're on, they have to realize everything is for purpose, everything is for the learning, everything is for the understanding, and not to be a downer, but it's all good. So I just wanted to go ahead and call in real quick, honey. I think your show is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's brilliant in helping everybody on all many levels. So
Thank you. Much love
to you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. And you know, each and every day I send you light. I send Stephen light. And regardless of the result, there's so much that you are learning right now that you will be able to use in the other phase of your life. Whether it's in your book, it's in your consulting, it's in your radio. But you are being set up right now for a greater time. A time that we will recall and say, do you remember when?
I understand that fully. Actually, Steve and I have talked about this at length, to not ignore the white elephant in the room. And what we're actually going to be doing, and I'll announce this here first. I haven't even announced this on our show. What Steve and I will be doing is doing a series of video link-ups with YouTube as to go ahead and document his life and to to make a legacy, so to speak.
That's right.
That's what he wants to go ahead and do, and to actually lend help and comfort to those going through similar situations with regard to caregivers as well. You've heard it here first. This is an exclusive on Daphne's show. And, honey, I love you tons. You are such a source of light and love, and I can't thank you enough for all of the energy you've sent.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. And, you know, I am so happy that each day that I wake up, I recommit myself to the obedience. Because lot of times there are things around us that tend to get us off focus. But I know God has prepared me for many years for a time like this. And even if I wake up a day that I don't make a dime, so long as I can open my mouth to say a word or two to somebody, I would have made my million for that day.
And you're doing it daily. And on behalf of everyone, I want to say thank you for being who you are, being the constant sense of support and understanding, honey. I think you're brilliant.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, doll. You have a good night, and thanks to our listeners.
You.
Thanks to Gina in California. Thanks to guest 43993, and thanks to Bailey Kay. Your producer's working out fantastic. She's got
some stuff going on. Wonderful. You do great as a trainer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I love you tons, and thanks to all the listeners.
I love you too, my brother. I send love and light your way, and give Stephen a tight, big hug for me.
Will do, doll. Thanks a lot.
You.
Good night.
Thank you. Yes, guys, I know that most of you in the chat room know Michael. Michael came from Victoria, at home with Victoria, a magnificent friend. He is someone who gives and gives and gives and gives. He gives so much of who he is. And I know it's a challenging time now, as he mentioned, but each and every day, if we can keep both Stephen and Michael centered under the light, and we send light to them, miracles will continue to unfold in their lives. And I just want them to know, other than me sending prayers, love, and light his way, I'm here for them. Whatever I can do, in whatever way I can, I am here for you. And we keep sending you love and light, my brother. So thank those two people. And next week we will start with George Roundy's story. But we still have a few more minutes. And I want to encourage someone to call in 646-915-8166. What's possible for you? What's possible for you? You came on this show this evening, and you wasn't sure if there was anything in your life that's possible. But you listened to Siobhan calling. You listened to Michael. You listened to Scott's and Bill's story in here. And they found out what's possible. Now I ask you, my friends, what's possible in your life? What have you been just ignoring and just thinking that nothing is possible? Well, let's just talk about that now, about what's possible for you. The number to call is 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to remind you of the Vision Weekend Conference coming up at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. Our speakers are Dr. C.J. Conin and William Colling, business development consultant, James Nemley, CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders, Chandel Pitts, design consultant from Black Cat Design, Jennifer Sertl, author and strategic expert, Edward Foxworth III, personal productivity strategist, Kobe Huberman, CEO, Strategic Landscape and head of the Israel Peace Initiative, Brian D. Ridgway, transformational mentor, Ariella Michelle Durant Esquire, attorney, and Stephen Jackson, the original geek, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, strategic planner and business consultant, Sam Orm, CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide, Leon Ellis, restaurateur and entrepreneur and motivational speaker, John Mullock, positive master achievement specialist, Crystal Washington, marketing and social media strategist, and joint venture guru and millionaire Willie Crawford, with the founder of the Brilliant Institute himself, Simon T. Bailey. Remember, it will be a vision transformation revolution weekend. Join us on Facebook at Vision Weekend and on Twitter at Vision Weekend One. So we are looking to see you there. Join us, join us, join us. We still have a few more minutes for another phone call. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to thank my friend Earlene Parsons from Trinidad and Tobago, Gina Kali Diva, guest 43993, Vanna K, and Michael K, for sticking out with me in the chat room as we discuss what's possible. Next week, my guest will be, I'm going to have for the first half an hour, I'm going to have Dr. Joe Rubino. He is going to be on talking about self-esteem for the first half an hour, and for the last hour, I will continue talking about what's possible, 50 true stories of people who dare to make a difference. And I invite you to join us every Monday, beginning tomorrow, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on building your extraordinary business radio show with Jim Nemley. Every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, beginning tomorrow, we will be on that show with one of the speakers every week. So if you want to get a taste of what the platform is for the Vision Weekend Conference, begin to check in with the Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show when every week from November the 14th to March the 19th, every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, I will be with one of the guests on the James Nemley Show, Building Your Extraordinary Business. And on the 22nd at 9 a.m., I'm going to be guest on a radio show out of LA, and I will post that to let you know when. So I'm going to be posting my schedule of when I'm going to be on the different shows to get your support there. I also want you to check out, I have a few more new sites. I want you to check out dynamicdaphne.com GVOacademy.com. I will be beginning soon to do some webinars on that website. So keep checking out dynamicdaphne.gvoacademy.com. Check that out and you can see some of the amazing things that I'm going to be doing there. It's about coaching, empowering, inspiration, and transformation. I was also invited to be part of the Gratitude Project, which I have agreed to and have accepted to. So I'm going to be one of the authors in the book, 365 Days of Gratitude, and that should be out in time for the Christmas holiday. So you keep watching this site here, dynamicdaphne.gvoacademy.com, and you will see some of the amazing things. And yes, I am working on the other books, and I'm praying and working diligently that when the conference comes, that I'm going to have at least two books finished up. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. So I'm still encouraging you guys to call 646-915-8166. I want to encourage you to like our fan pages. We have A New Day TV on Facebook, A New Day. TV. I want you to like us. I have Dynamic Daphne, a coach. I want you to like that. We have the Vision Weekend Conference. We want you to like that. And I have a group called Reinventing Your Life. If you visit that site and I have not added you yet, I want you to send me a message and let me know you would like to be a part of that. That's where you go and share stories where you are indeed reinventing your life. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on and we just need to keep focused and utilize all the things that is out there for you. I'm so excited about the conference that's coming up, and I'm encouraging each and every one of you that when the site go live, to grab the opportunity of the early bird registrations. Just grab it like it is hot cake, because I have a strong insight that the seats will be going fast. I think so, I feel so, and if you want to be there, I ask that you take advantage of that as soon as the site go live. And if you're out there and there's anybody you know that has an amazing story that you would like to have me share here, just ask them to send me an email, or you go ahead and send me an email at A New Day Radio@gmail.com. A New Day Radio@gmail.com. I had lost the for over a year. I could not remember what the password was, and I found it now. So I'm so glad that I'm able to receive your email. A New Day Radio@gmail.com. Yes. I am telling you, I'm very excited about the series here that I am doing. And next week, we are going to start with George Roundbeck's story, Healing Myself, Healing the World. That's the story we are going to start next week. And I just know that based on what's doing here, I think that each week I will be able to do two stories. So next week we are going to be doing Saul Rezin's story. Oh no, we're going to be doing Stephen Dale's story along with George Roundby. And if there's any that is that's a very short story, we may end up doing 3 stories. So I'm very excited about what we're doing here. I thank you for your support. I ask that you please stop on my show page and write a little something. I need your support. Write a little something there. Write a little something on the page on Facebook as well. I need people to learn and know about what the Lord has me doing so that they can come and support us. Again, I want to thank you guys for coming. Erlina, Gina, Guest 43993, Vanna K, Marben, Michael K. I want to thank each and every one of you. And I want to encourage you to stay focused, follow your destiny, know that everything is possible.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Let's go.
see the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.